This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 20th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. When Aero Diesel Pioneer T-Alert aircraft engines entered receivership a couple weeks ago, officials at Diamond Aircraft Industries expressed confidence they'd be able to keep selling and supporting the Centurion 1.7 and Centurion 2.0 engines supplied as original equipment in some of their planes. Well, that optimism suddenly evaporated yesterday. In its official statement, the company said, quote, "Overall, we have the impression that the goal of the administration is to maximize near-term cash flow from what they seem to view a captive audience, operators of Diamond aircraft with TAE engines," unquote. Diamond says production of its DA-40 TDI and the popular DA-42 Twin Star have been suspended indefinitely until a reliable supply of engines and parts can be reestablished. The company adds that supply may end up coming from Austro engines. Diamond says its planes have flown with the engine, and retrofit kits would eventually be offered. Diamond says it will do what it can to help with discounts on new engines. The 8th Annual European Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition opened today in Geneva, but Hawker Beechcraft just couldn't wait. On Monday, the company debuted its new Beechcraft Premier 2 light jet. The Premier 2 is an evolution of the successful Premier 1A. The 2 model offers higher cruise speeds, a 20% longer range with 4 passengers, and an increased payload. Other features include upgraded Rockwell Collins ProLine 21 panel and elliptical winglets for increased range. First flight is scheduled for the second quarter of 2010. Avadyne Corporation's opening day announcement at eBase is the new MLX 770, described as a versatile new two-way data link transceiver, which delivers data link graphical weather and two-way text messaging capability for general aviation operations in Europe. Cirrus Design International Sales VP John Bingham says Cirrus will offer the transceiver as a dealer-installed option in Europe. The system operates over the Iridium satellite constellation. In addition to traditional text-based services, radar and lightning will be available as premium offerings, and Avadyne says it will add satellite imagery in the near future. The European introductory price starts at about €8,000 plus antenna and installation. Units ordered now are expected to be delivered this fall, with monthly service charges at €50 to €80 per month based on 10 flight hours per month. Cessna announced at eBase the selection of the Rockwell Collins HGS 6000 heads-up guidance system for the new Citation Model 850 Columbus business jet, which is expected to debut in 2014. This will be the first heads-up display ever installed on a Cessna. Rockwell's Dave Austin says synthetic and enhanced vision are coming later. Cessna's Joe Hepburn says prospective customers indicated that heads-up will be a requirement for many flight departments. Dassault announced the 900LX as eBase opened. The new member of the Falcon business jet family will be built on the same platform as the 900EX and replace it in the product line, but will feature winglets and an extended range of 4,800 nautical miles. Certification is expected in the first half of 2010, with deliveries by mid-year. Dassault says initial flight testing shows the Falcon 900LX's improved wing aerodynamics, reduced drag by as much as 7%, improved climb by 10%, and will allow the LX to reach flight level 390 in 20 minutes. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. U.S. Airlines post a combined loss in 2007's fourth quarter. ExoJet scores major funding for its expansion. And a fatal amphib accident appears to have been caused by a common mistake. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is airline passenger advocate Kate Hanai. She'll comment on new DOT rules for the airlines announced on Friday and tell us why she predicts the Senate may yet pass FAA reauthorization by the end of June. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.